You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Had a huge argument. Good morning. Something's brewing here. What? Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
Sunshine. Good morning, Dom. Yeah.
Good morning, producer Dom. Good morning.
Let's not go through the whole lineup. Who's here this morning? Okay.
It's John Peterson.
I think we kind of know who's doing the program. Okay. All right.
Maybe.
So anyway, we've got a question that we present at our website, 92.7WMDX.com, right?
No, it's WMDXradio.com.
Oh, WMDXradio.
You were sort of close, but not really.
Okay. Been there a couple times.
WMDXradio.com.
All right. Well, I'm glad you corrected me. You don't have to repeat it. All right. Now, we have a question there, right?
We have a new poll question.
A new poll. That's a poll question.
Right. Yeah, we have poll questions.
And for some reason, it isn't exactly what we presented as the poll question.
Well, you
or possible choices that you could select.
But, I had nothing to do with this. You and Dom put this together.
But we, you know what we can do? We can certainly go with this and have you vote. This is an important question, right? Let's present what it
okay,
is.
Okay, the question is, how should John and Gordy begin their show every morning? That's the question.
Right. Your neighbors complained about our new feature in getting rid of the National Day calendar.
Right. So we thought
who would complain about getting rid of the National Day calendar?
I don't know.
What kind of life do you have?
My neighbors, apparently.
Okay.
So, how should John and Gordy begin their show every morning? Number one says, Dominic's Would You Rather quiz.
Okay.
So far, that's got 50% of the voting. Number two is Gordy's National Day Calendar. That also has 50% of the voting. So apparently, only two people have voted so far. John's Shower Thoughts, 0%.
Uh-huh.
And then anything else, 0%. Now, how is this different from the question that you put on there? Because you said it's changed completely.
I don't remember actually putting this question on.
Oh, so it's Dom. You put the question.
Wait, John, you were with me when we did this. We were in the conference room.
We were in the conference room. That's and we gave a few choices, and this is our final list.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
See, I had left the conference. I was done with you guys. I had to move on my life.
He was just looking out the window. Yeah.
Well. Okay, so, it's a little genericized, and it has been...
You said it was a lot funnier when you wrote this.
Well, I thought...
you wrote.
I thought our wording was a little different, and, gave people a little bit of our sense of humor as well.
Well, see, Catherine called later in the afternoon and said it was really convoluted, so she rewrote it.
No.
She said it was very wordy and convoluted and meandering. And so she, she's the editor of the page. So
we can't really, we really can't say anything. I've got another question.
You could say anything you want.
If John and Gordy did one thing, they should, and that's my next question. We'll be presenting that in the future, not too distant future.
Okay.
I gave her two choices. Two questions. Yesterday I thought of them, and I thought, well, I'm going to send them to her.
All right.
And I did. And we'll see how she manufactures them into something that is so boring that you want to yawn all the way through our quiz, our poll question.
So do you want to reveal what that next question is?
The next question?
Already?
If John and Gordy did one thing, they should. And choice A is not change a damn thing. Keep doing what they're doing. B, include more stories in Idiocracy at the risk of their own lives.
Mm.
C, sound depressed, angry, and lash out at even their closest friends and callers.
We and, do that anyway.
And D, be replaced by AI controlled robots. So that's, see, I mean, that's the kind of poll question I want to see.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that she's probably going to take the editing hatchet to that too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Clean right. that. Well, then I have up. Another one.
Oh, you okay?
I came up with two of them.
You got it. Okay. What's the next one?
I would like these questions to stay up for a week. Okay. No. That's not the question though.
Oh. Okay.
Here it is. If John and Gordy could. Yeah. Get a few more stories into their jam-packed morning show. What would you like more of? Right.
Okay.
Well, and A
would you
is
like more of?
In-depth, hard-hitting political criticism that could land us in Alligator Alcatraz.
Wow. Yeah.
B, media, movies, and tech info. C, constant reminders to buy our things at the John and Gordy store. Or D, more of life's bitter, Curb Your Enthusiasm moments from John and Gordy.
Wow.
There you go. See?
Okay.
Now, you just forget I even told you these because they'll happen in the next few weeks
or so. Couple of weeks or so. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good.
But I'm warning you now because if Catherine gets hold of this... can't even imagine how she'll.
Well, she can't help herself. I mean, she's the editor, so
scope them down into these little bullet points. Look at that. These are just tiny little squares
on
there.
What difference does that make? It's very. Okay. All right. I can see we're going to have another meeting now after the show. Love the meetings. Okay.
I know.
12 minutes past the hour. Something to think about.
Okay, yeah. Those were my ideas for
all
questions.
Right. Very good. Yeah. It's Friday. Hey, that's a good thing. And big weekend ahead. You know, Coldplay is coming to town.
Yeah.
At Camp Randall Stadium.
Yes, and they're going to be here during the rain.
Well, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, off and on, and maybe some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. So, good luck. I don't know do they have a rain date? I have no idea.
Oh.
They usually do, right?
Yeah,
They haven't done a concert that, they did the Morgan Wallen concert a couple of weeks ago, three weeks ago.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
But that was a two-night thing. They had two shows, Friday and Saturday.
I guess they went
really well from what I heard. Yeah.
But don't they have areas where you can just kind of huddle in, like.
In case it rains?
Big tented areas.
Yeah, they do. And actually, funny story, my roommate's friend, is actually working it, and she's there right now.
Oh,
right now?
Yes. She had to clock in at 6 a.m., and she's not clocking out until 9 p.m.
Tonight, just to get ready.
Yep, just to get ready for the Coldplay concert. It's absurd. It's such a long hour.
Makes sense to me.
I wonder if they have a plan for what to do if it's raining.
Well, they wanted us to open for them, but
we're busy. We're going to be at the Dane County Fair with Pam Yockey.
Leading in the tractor parade. That was much more interesting.
Rather be there with Pam than going to Coldplay. I mean, come on. We're going to talk to Pam in a few minutes here. So
the tractor parade.
Well,
I am.
Now here's the thing.
I'm absolutely loving this. And by the way, the cool thing is we're going to be in her truck.
Well, that's right. Yeah. She has a tractor, but there was some kind of transportation problem getting it from wherever she has it to the fairgrounds, to the Dane County Fairgrounds. So. She's got a nice, big, beautiful truck, and we're just going to be in that and tossing out candy or
waving at people. What would be appropriate is tossing out cow pies.
From the Baraboo Candy Company?
Yes, the Baraboo Candy Company.
What did you say?
Cow pies.
Cow pies.
You're probably not familiar with these.
I have no idea what cow pies are.
Okay. Well, they have a cow chip throw. I don't know. How do we explain
this? Well, it's cow pie. Cows are out there in the pasture. They do their thing, and the cow pie sits on the ground, and it dries out. And they become poop. Very light. And it, the whole thing is they have a cow pie throw.
In Sauk City.
In Sauk City.
Prairie du Sac.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay.
And it's a big deal, actually. Yeah. And people can throw their cow pies and get judged on
their
style.
They're sanitized. I think they're baked or sterilized.
Yeah, they're also known as cow chips when dried. So.
Okay.
Yep.
That's right.
And
cow chip.
Yeah.
So to, you know, glom onto this, the Baraboo Candy Company makes chocolate cow pies that they sell.
Okay.
Because it sounds so appetizing. Yeah.
I can't say I'm a fan, but
this is but this is what Wisconsin does. Okay. I mean, we make really horrible things like this. Eating poop off the ground. Appetizing.
It's a souvenir. It's real chocolate. It's good. And okay. Let's get to Would You Rather. What do you think?
Let's
do we have time?
Yep, let's do it. Let's
Dom's special feature.
Honestly, let's just get this over with, right?
Oh, blame him.
We'll see how long
this
stays.
Did you make a new open?
I didn't make it. I kind of like this open now. It's been here for so long, I can't really get rid of it.
Okay. Could you have more reverb?
No. All right. First question. Would you? I can't even get the word out.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather always have a full phone battery or a full gas tank? Which one would you rather have?
Wait, a full what?
A full phone battery or a full gas tank?
Oh, a full phone battery.
Yeah, like a fully charged phone.
Phone or a
gas tank.
Yeah. Oh, I disagree. My phone, I think, is at like 20% right now. So I think I would say phone. I would say phone. For sure.
Sounds like you should charge your phone overnight, and when you wake up, you come in with a full charge.
That's what we do. Okay.
It's just a kid. You know, we got to give him these tips.
Yeah.
And here I'm talking about a full gas tank, you know, and I've got a new EV. So what am I talking about?
You're giving me tips, but you're talking about cow pies. All right.
Okay. I'd go with the gas tank. Okay, right, what's the other question?
Second question. Would you rather live in Antarctica or the Sahara Desert? Which one would you rather do? Are you more of...
I'd go with Antarctica.
Yeah.
I don't like the heat.
I think I would go Antarctica, too.
Really? Yeah, absolutely.
Plus,
yeah.
It's melting, so yeah, you want to get up there before it melts away completely.
I mean, you have a hard time in heat. Difficult time than I do.
Yeah.
And I thought I could not bear heat. I could, you know, dew points kill me.
Itself. Yeah. I love air conditioning in the summertime.
Yeah.
Make it as cold as possible.
All right. Well, that adds to the greenhouse.
Oh, thank you for presenting that feature, Dom.
There we go.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk to Pam Yonke next about the Dane County Fair.
Yes.
And a little bit later on, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson, get the latest news. And Rocker will be joining us with a Max Inc. preview in our next hour. It's all coming up.
Well, you got a few things in Idiocracy, too.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be talking about some of the things that Trump and Obama can be compared to. You know, each have their own strengths. We'll take a look at that. And then we'll look at PBS funding, how that's rolling out.
Oh,
right?
Boy. Yeah.
And then, of course, Peter Navarro is saying, you know, hey, you know, those tariffs are fantastic. You know, we're making money hand over fist.
Really?
But guess who's paying that money? Us.
Yeah.
So anyway,
guess what?
We've got that coming up. And then, of course, The Daily Show takes a look at Epstein again. Nick Fuentes has some suggestions about the Epstein thing.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Epstein, the happy birthday that Trump wrote for Epstein.
All
so
Epstein.
We'll take a look at all that.
All Epstein all the time. Yep. Epstein gate. And the end of the Stephen Colbert late night show. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to end it. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
No.
It is your birthday.
songs, all you get, John.
All right, well, that's okay. You didn't have to get me anything. All right, it is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
John and Gordy in the morning here on WMDX 92.7, and also on the Civic Media app. Check it out there. Give us a text or a voice note. We want to hear from you.
You can also call us at 608-879-8255. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Beautiful sunshine today. Highs in the mid-80s. And Pam Yonke joins us this morning. Fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It is beautiful. Today and tomorrow look great. Unfortunately, over the weekend, some of that rain that moved through on Friday night, Saturday night, not good news for our county fairs. I know that my friends up in Baraboo, I was at the Sauk County Fair all day Saturday. They had to cancel their truck and tractor pull on Friday night. And same thing happened to Lafayette County Fair in Darlington on Saturday night. They had to cancel their truck and tractor pull. They got so much rain that their fairgrounds was just about underwater.
Wow.
Really? Where was that?
Down by Darlington.
Oh, yeah.
Lafayette County.
Okay.
It's, their fairgrounds just happened to lie right next to kind of the river. And the low part of the grounds where some of the barns are, and that had standing water from the reports that I got. So, you know, that's something we don't talk a lot about when it comes to county fairs. Everybody knows that it's usually really super hot. We think about the animals, taking care of the animals during the heat.
Yeah.
But what we don't stop and think about are those mitigating circumstances that also happen, like the rain that we picked up. They don't get a do-over. You know, the truck and tractor pull people have a schedule. They've got to move on. The concert, sometimes you'll have a music performer or something. They've got to move on. You guys know that. You've been in the business long enough.
Long time.
So a lot of our county fairs, one of the major challenges they have is trying to find insurance companies that can deal with them and deal with them in a financially responsible way. And we talked to a guy that is a specialist in working with county fairs, state fairs, and things like that, trying to make sure that if there's that kind of an extenuating circumstance, they don't lose everything. Because stop and think about it. The money is already invested. Yeah. Those performers, those artists like the truck and tractor companies, they've got to be paid. Now, they may have a certain percentage that comes off if the show doesn't go on, but they're still going to get their expenses covered. But the fair does not, you know, so there's a lot of risk riding on some of the stuff that you see at county fairs that I hope people appreciate. And it's a very unique insurance that they've got to investigate. Short period of time, interest, you know, you can't change weather, can't change events. So it's another one of those elements that I like to try to remind people about when they get ready to enjoy them.
Right. Well, that's a good point. I never thought about it, and I haven't been to a county fair in a little while. So, that is something to think about, especially the tractor pulls, right? I mean, you got to bring all that equipment in, and
Well, and you guys know, you've been in the business long enough. Think about how many concerts you've been to, the setup, the lighting, the staging, all of that. And if it's an outdoor venue, the artist says, well, you know, there's lightning. We can't do, like they had the Harley Davidson concert over in Milwaukee that got canceled on Friday because of the lightning possibility. Well, you know, you know how that goes. You got to be able to cover some of that risk. And that's where the unique insurance that county fairs turn to comes into play.
Why it really did rain on Friday night, Friday afternoon. It was just incredible. My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't gotten official totals this morning, but like I said, and they were calling for, measurable rain again on Saturday night. And that's why, when you've got saturated ground, there's just nowhere for the rain to go. And that's really unfortunate when it's a once a year event, like a county fair, you know, a lot of people look forward to those kinds of things. And if you're one of the pullers and you're chasing after points or you want to get on the leaderboard or something, and you spend your time loading up and bringing your entire rig and crew to a site that ultimately isn't going to have a pull, boy, you're kicking yourself. You could have gone farther north or gone in a different direction and maybe still caught that pull.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Pam, let's talk about the ice cream trail, the Wisconsin ice cream trail. What's this all about?
Yeah, don't you love it?
Yeah.
I hope that people get a chance to take a look at this. So this is something that the Wisconsin Farm Bureau put together. If you go to gatherwisconsin.com, you will find the Wisconsin Ice Cream Trail. Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on, I believe it's 20 or 21 unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story. And if you take a look at, I was teasing my one of my TV guys on Friday about it. If you take a look at it, tell me how many you have visited. I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit. And I'm a pretty big ice cream fan. But like I said, every one of them has a little bit of a story, and they're located from really all across the state of Wisconsin. And I think that the Gather Wisconsin folks are interested for feedback. If you find one that's unique, that's not on the path. Now for you two, if you feel ambitious and you want to celebrate John's birthday properly, yes, you will walk just down the state, yep, down the street,
yep,
to Babcock Dairy.
Yep, exactly.
Babcock Dairy is just down the street from you guys. And that's one of the 2021 stops on the unique ice cream trail that you can take a look at. GatherWisconsin.com. It's a downloadable PDF that you can tuck in your glove box if you're somebody that travels for work, or if you're taking the kids on vacation and you want something to have them remember, mm-hmm, special about a location.
Yeah.
They've got them all over the place to take a look at.
Might have to do that right after the show, John.
We've got the John and Gordy hike up to Columbus for Sassy Cow. So we're
Sassy Cow.
Okay.
We like that.
That's
too.
Another good one, too.
Yep.
I wholeheartedly endorse that, too.
Great. Pam, thank you.
Pam, we're all out of time.
All right. Happy birthday, John.
Thank you.
That's Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy right after this.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Check out the Civic Media app if you will, and text us or voice note us as well.
Mm-hmm. You can also give us a call, 608-879-8255. Beautiful sunshine today, but it's going to heat up to the upper 80s, and it's going to feel more humid as the day goes on. Right now, 68 degrees. And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The accessory sale continues. It's their 4th of July sales event, but it's going on throughout the month. You can save all kinds of money. Save up to $250 off their most luxurious mattress. And also, those adjustable bed frames, those are on sale at 30 to 50% off. Go to Verlo Mattress. Verlo.com is their website. Or check them out on the east side or the west side. That's a Verlo mattress.
I just want to mention at this point that this is the day after my birthday, and I'm still celebrating. So I just want everybody to know that if they have any celebration comments they'd like to send me, that's fine.
Really?
Again, it's day two of the John and Gordy celebration of John's birthday.
Why am I attached to it? It's all your birthday.
It was your birthday before, you know?
Last week was my birthday.
Well, we had to celebrate all week because of that.
You celebrated by buying yourself a new car, you know? Well, so why should anybody, you know, send you any more comments? You're the biggest celebrator of yourself. Bought yourself a car.
I did buy a car.
Did you drive it here today, by the way?
No.
Are you not driving it yet?
I was going to do it tomorrow, but, you know, maybe. You know,
is there an insurance problem or something?
The thing, my wife didn't want the car, and everybody thought Dad's just buying more stuff, you know, impulse buying an EV.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's the problem?
Now they want to drive the car. It's their car, not mine anymore.
I thought they didn't want it.
Yeah, now they do because it's so wonderful. Right, it's just incredible to drive.
Well, listen, we could go on and on about your personal life, but we've got to move on.
Well, no one cares about my personal life. Hey, oh, by the way, I want to mention Doug, who's working for us in St. Francis, Milwaukee, says morning radio personalities only work a couple of hours a day. They could pick lettuce after their show.
Yes. Well, pick up a little extra coin that way. Sure.
Yeah. Hey, that's not
help
a bad
out
idea.
The situation. Okay, let's get to our, Doug. Can we move on here?
Okay, let's move on to our guest.
Yes, Matt Trammell is with us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Okay.
Thanks for having me back.
Matt is the executive director of Madison Central Improvement District, and we're here to talk about Maxwell Street Days. It's coming up just a couple of days from now, right?
Yeah, coming up Thursday through Sunday on State Street. Yeah, yes. Maxwell Street Days is back.
Now, it's back. It took a hiatus there for a while.
Well, it may have taken a hiatus maybe in 2020, but this is the 48th annual event. So, it's been around for a long time. It's a mainstay of our State Street community and downtown community, and really an exciting opportunity for all the small businesses. Roughly 55 of them participating in this event. So it's a huge sidewalk sale/bazaar. And they're excited to get out there and have everybody down.
That's right.
It's right here in our neighborhood, all along State Street, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And there's live music on Saturday and in Peace Park, the Ana La Puerta trio. She's amazing from 4 to 6 p.m. Okay. There'll be food everywhere, of course, all the great restaurants on State Street. And there's some face painting activities in Peace Park on Sunday. So fun for the whole family, really.
For the kids, too. Yeah. And, one of the great things is you're going to have great weather. We just heard from Brittany Merlot that the weather's going to be fantastic starting on Thursday. So what the heck?
Exactly. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be great. The heat's going to clear out. And, it should be a great weekend downtown.
Yeah, you don't have to walk into each and every building.
No,
you can just walk along the sidewalk. Everybody's store stuff is out there on the sidewalk for everybody to see. So
exactly. They bring it right out. The street is going to be closed for 4 days to all cars and buses. So the pedestrians take over again, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to stroll right down the middle of State Street.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun because, as you mentioned, a number of street musicians will be out there, not only at Peace Park, but also along all
there'll
up
be buskers
and down.
Everywhere. That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have to pay a fee, do they? Or do they?
They do.
For this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, they do. Yep.
Do you know what that is or how much that is?
I don't. It's very low.
It's a nominal fee.
$15 or $20. Yeah. It's very low. Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
So lots of food, too, up and down the street. A lot of the restaurants participating.
The restaurants certainly will be out. Yep. Yeah. No food trucks, but the businesses will all be out. Yep.
Okay. And lots of sale items, I imagine.
Sale items. It's a really big, it's kind of like a mid-year clearing out, if you will, for all of the retailers. And, of course, they're already thinking toward the holidays and everything that they're going to be showcasing at that time. Mm-hmm. It really gives them an opportunity to get a lot of their inventory out onto the street. So they'll be amazing deals. So it really is a nice opportunity for everybody to come out and not only have fun in the community, but pick up some savings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But, it's such a great community event. I mean, you get to see other Madisonians heading down here, and it's, a lot of the students aren't here anymore, so you don't have to worry about
Oh, they will
be
back.
Yeah, they will.
Mid-August is right around the corner.
That's true.
Right?
That's
but true. It is a really great time to be out in the community. I mean, there's nothing better than we do down here than community and really getting everybody out, having a good time, showing our love for those local businesses. And
well, you got new local businesses opening up down here. Here.
Yep.
There are a few storefronts that are being filled.
Yep.
Tell us about some of that.
There's a few new restaurants on State Street. In fact, we've had 26 new businesses open across the entire business improvement district since the beginning of the year.
Really?
Wow. We had roughly 25 open all of last year in 2024. So we've actually exceeded that pace so far about halfway through the year. So we do see a lot of new business activity down here. We know that the pedestrian levels and foot traffic is back to where it was pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. And essentially the occupancy rate for the entire business improvement district is roughly 91.5% to 92%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, again, back to where it was pre-pandemic.
That's great.
Yeah.
So Thursday through Sunday.
What
are the hours?
9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit of an alter on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, this
deal.
Is truly the lifeblood of Madison here, and this is what makes us what we are.
It is.
The stores.
The stores on State Street, many of them, long time stalwarts of the community. But I think there's something unique that it really is local-owned businesses for the most part. The vast majority, 80% of the businesses in the Business Improvement District are locally owned single-store buildings. And so really it's if you really want to kind of embrace that culture of crafters and makers and all of the things that make Madison great, State Street is definitely the place to do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still trying to get the John and Gordy merch store up and running, but you know,
I'm sure that can be arranged. There's still a couple of spaces down there that are available.
Yeah, wow.
Right. I can connect you with a realtor if you need
that. You really? Right. Okay, well, all right. Great. Yeah, we'll have our business manager contact you, and we'll see what
anytime.
Happens. Okay.
We've got the John and Gordy plates all ready to go.
Yeah. Good. I think those will be hot sellers.
Well, yeah, and we've got some new flatware items we're working on, too. Sporks.
That's right. The sporks, you know, or at least sporks with a little spoon-like feel to them.
Perhaps you could start with merchandising that at the night market and see how that goes. See how that goes, and then maybe you could graduate to renting your own space on State Street.
There you go.
Right. That's right. We should mention the night market comes back in August, right?
August 21st. That's correct. Okay. Yeah, Thursday, August 21st, and that's always exciting too because the students will have just been back in town.
Right.
So again, you know, everything will be. You know, for everybody who says that you know things really died down in the summer down here, I don't
not true
really see that as much. I mean, certainly there's some. Yeah. A little bit, but you know, really, it's a lively place, and when they come back, it's going to be that much more.
Well,
we got the farmers market, we got the concerts on the square. I mean, on and on.
It's tomorrow night, it's concerts on
without
the square, right?
That's right.
This weekend was art fair on the square, another amazing.
There's
event.
A lot more parking now. You know, you can really kind of you know get around, and that should bring a lot of people into the city. Again.
There actually is. I do hear that at times that some people don't think that there's enough parking down. There's actually. Lots of parking down here.
Yeah.
It is at times hiding in plain sight. You can always go to our website and check that out. But there is actually quite a bit of parking.
By the way, people should use the apps.
The parking apps
are fantastic.
That is true. And again, like if you just go to visitdowntownmadison.com, you can find out where all of the parking is available and in real time check the city's lots.
Downtownmadison.com, right?
Visit Downtown Madison, but for this weekend, for Maxwell Street Days, to find out all the vendors who are going to be there, all the other details, that's maxwellstreetdays.org.
Okay. And we should mention, you know, concerts on the square tomorrow night. Because of the weather maybe being a concern, there might be some pretty good chance that there's going to be rain or storms, but you can do it on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
If it
so
there's rained out.
So, not that actually is an event that the bid produces, however, in close contact with their organizers. And they always have a backup date, which is always the next day.
The next day.
If you just follow their news, and if they call that, they usually call it. Relatively early in the day.
Yeah, about 3 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But I know they're rain or shine until they absolutely cannot be. So just pay attention to their feeds.
Okay. Right. But once again, Maxwell Street Days, Thursday through Sunday. And the website one more time?
MaxwellStreetDays.org.
All right.
Matt Trammell, always great to see you.
Great to see you too. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, come back again.
Okay, I will.
All right. We'll talk to you probably around the next time for Night Market.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Can't wait to come back.
Excellent. Right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Very good. Hey, we want to remind you, you can win a pizza party with John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza. That's right. We've both been nominated, John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza. We're both up for the Madison Magazine Best of Madison. So to help celebrate our nominations, we've teamed up with Sugar River Pizza to create some pizza parties at workplaces around Madison. It's easy to enter. Just go to WMDXradio.com. And enter, look at the banner there, and when you see Win a Pizza Party with John and Gordy, you can enter your workplace or office place for a pizza party.
That's
courtesy of Sugar River Pizza.
We're anticipating winning the Best of Madison, just to let you know.
We're in the finals. But we won't know until end of September. They don't announce the winners until the October issue of Madison Magazine, which comes out toward the end of September. So we're on pins and needles till then.
I know.
You ever been on pins and needles before, John?
What kind of question is that?
It's not comfortable.
Is that a Dave Clark 5 song?
Pins and needles? No, there was a song like that.
I don't think it was Dusty Springfield?
Sure.
Well, okay. All right. Never mind. I can go forever on this thing.
Mr. Music
Somebody thought
trivia
I,
guy?
I might have gotten a Tesla. I did not get a Tesla. It's a Kia.
Kia.
EV6.
Yeah.
The high-tech package.
Okay.
With not too easy manuals to read through.
And is it a stick shift?
No. There's no shift.
There's no shift at all. There's just a big knob, right?
Yeah, a knob that goes to reverse park and drive.
Does it have a steering wheel or is it a joystick?
It still has a steering wheel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gives you that old time feel.
Is that a air conditioner? Okay, never mind.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter.
All right.
All right.
What do we got here?
I have something here.
Yeah.
We only have a minute.
Thanks, Tom.
Just rooting all over the party here.
All right, here we go. Well, okay. And you got to consider.
What time
just keeps checking off, and I keep losing more and more time. All right,
the clock continues to tick. So.
We got stuff coming up. Okay,
all right,
I want to get to something that Breitbart is pushing. Okay,
Breitbart
hasn't forgotten about the word Antifa, so they decided to use Antifa over and over again in one of their stories. And I just want to warn you Antifa really isn't out there, but they're saying it is.
Okay, we'll have more on that.
Yes,
and there are leftovers coming up right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Goose-stepping mama on the cover chart. Goose-stepping mama, take a bite and large. While you tinker with some tailor, some old soldier to a sailor. Step mama.
Yeah, baby. WNDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. It's another fantastic day in the capital city, Madison. Beautiful. State Street looks as clean as it ever was. They send the buffers out, and the streets are shiny.
Yes.
I don't know if that's good in a rainy day, but, you know.
Yeah, and the leaf blower guys, I'm sure they've been out there taking care of the leaves.
Sure they have.
6:53, sunshine this morning, but showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. And now it's time for us to check in with Judy Davidoff from Isthmus. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
We're just checking on something here. The Senate voted by a razor-thin margin late last night to actually advance on a package of funding. This is all about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they're aimed at clawing back $1.1 billion previously allocated to the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. And there's some other provisions in there. So they're going to continue the debate, apparently, on this.
Right.
At least for now.
I see that now, too.
So, the whole thing here is based on the fact that media has become so political. I mean, there's so many media outlets now that you really don't need NPR anymore or federal funding for it. You know, we can go any place we want for the media that we prefer. So let's get rid of NPR and just, go with all the alternative podcasts and Breitbart and all the ones that people are depending on more now than ever
Joe
before.
Joe Rogan.
Yes,
yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
So,
you had an article in the recent Isthmus here that just came out a few days ago. What's your take? What's your take on it?
Yeah, after all the interviews that you've done and the coverage you're doing on public radio, tell us what you've come up with.
Yeah, well, I focused pretty narrowly, at least in this column, on the recent cuts at Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, they announced that for pretty popular, long-standing programs. Yeah, we're going to be cut, including To the Best of Our Knowledge and Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think some people were kind of shocked, but, in talking to Sarah Ashworth, who's at the helm of WPR now, She talked, it's really not just the looming cuts at the federal level. It's also about how people's listening habits have changed. And so, you know, one of the, I think it was Anne Strangechamp from To the Best of Our Knowledge, who said, do you know anyone who has a radio still? Of course I do. Yeah. And I know, you know, some people do, but yeah, there are so many people who are just, you know, going, listening to things online. Sure. You know, that cuts into the bottom line of public media.
It does.
Yeah.
It did. You know, I listened to those programs many times. They're weekend programs and they're just fantastic. You know, I mean, you just can't believe that they would cut something like that. And now with the possible cuts, the clawbacks of funding, I can't imagine what's going to happen to all of these stations. You know, a lot of these public stations are all through the state and they cover certain areas, geographic areas that people can't get other media from. So this is really truly an important time in history. This could be it. This could be the way it completely clears out all the public radio stations in this country. It's not all of them, but you know, just
it's very concerning.
Just a few will be left. So
I mean, and then you know, there's money for these emergency alerts. Right. You know, that originate at least with public media. It's very, very concerning and very unfortunate because, of course, you know, we get great news reporting out of, you know, both NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, as well as, you know, the others.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the great stories you have in here is downtown Madison fills out. I mean, this is really fantastic. You know, I took a walk down State Street, three or four months ago, and a lot of storefronts were empty. But they're filling up fast, 26 new businesses opening up.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
No, it's quite a turnaround. I mean, anyone who was around, you know, 5 years ago, the combination of COVID and, you know, some of the protests that did result in vandalism, you know, stores were boarded up and people, of course, weren't going out during that time. And, you know, there really has been, I don't know about a renaissance, but people have been working very hard to get people back in the stores. Foot traffic, tourism is booming. You know, I think I think it's still recognizable, the difference at lunchtime, at least for those of us who work downtown, that a lot of the office workers have not returned. So there's a little bit of a different vibe around the Capitol, I think, around lunchtime.
You know, the store I really miss is that Sacred Feather Hat store. That went out years ago.
I thought downtown was going to die after that left.
I love that place.
I know.
It was an institution.
It was. Everybody went in there just to see what kind of hat they could wear, right?
Well, they had a great selection, too.
Sad to see that one go.
Well, we only have a minute left here, Judy, but I do want to mention there's another article that's really in the news right now. Duplex the right thing, city officials urge. So there's been some talk on that, and I think they've pushed that forward now.
Yeah, I believe that all passed last night.
Last night. But Judy,
I believe so.
Judy, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
It's a great issue. Another great
one. Thank you so much.
All right.
Isthmus comes out the first Thursday of every month, and that's when we try to talk to Judy right after it comes out, after a few days. And we appreciate her being with us. We'll come back with more of John and Gordy. And in our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.